Beloved radio friends, it's a great pleasure to meet you again on air. We thank God for how far He has led us during this pandemic. And I must personally thank God for keeping you alive. It is not out of place to thank God that God has been very gracious to us, even in Africa. All glory be to Him. All glory be to Him. So I welcome you again to this broadcast today. And we will be starting with a topic titled Victory Over Fear. Victory Over Fear. You can also say Deliverance from Fear. And I want to read from the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 to 9. Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, and for these people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and be courageous, that you may observe to do according to the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will make good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We thank you that you have kept us alive. I pray, Lord, that the entrance of your word will give light to my hearers. I pray, O God, that a season like this, you will deliver my people from the spirit of fear. You deliver them from all manner of fear. Lord, I pray that you will enable them to hear the word of God that is able to bring faith into their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome again to this broadcast. I am your radio pastor, Pastor Amara Uweziozi. We bring this message from the Master's Vessel Ministry. Fear is a big problem in Africa because we are raised up literally to be afraid. We raise our children in such a way that we infuse fear into them. If a child is stubborn or arrogant or even naturally bold, the next thing someone will say is, "Are you not afraid?" Stubbornness and arrogance are not fearlessness. God wants us to be fearless. Joshua has grown under Moses. Moses has carried out the bulk of the responsibility, confronting Pharaoh and the magicians and sorcerers and diviners of Egypt. Moses was spiritually tall, taller than Joshua, and he was dead. But the journey must continue. Someone has to lead. God knew that Joshua would be afraid, so he began to address the issue of fear in the life of Joshua. And that is what I am addressing today in your life. Fear. What is fear? Feeling of inadequacy or inability to handle a situation. This is usually based on the fact that we have not emotionally confronted the feeling internally, and or We lack experience in dealing with the situation we are afraid of. Victory over fear is the first spiritual duty of man. So says Nicholas Bodyer, a Russian politician and religious philosopher. Do not equate fearfulness or timidity with humility or obedience. A person or a child can be bold, but humble and respectful. All successful people deliberately face their fears and act in spite of them. This causes them to grow in such a way that their fear zones become their comfort zone. Take for example, the woman who were going to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. They had a fear, and the fear they expressed in the question, "Who will roll away the stone?" But they kept going. Their fear did not ground them. Their fear did not stop them. Their fear did not make them to stop doing what they have decided to do. Let me tell you, each time you feel fear, it is an opportunity to grow. Move deliberately towards that fear. Successful people face their fears and act in spite of them. On the contrary, unsuccessful people avoid their fears and act because of them. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, the Bible says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts away fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love." Fear causes failure by keeping us from venturing out, from taking necessary action, from advancing, from speaking out when we should, from approaching people, from facing mistakes with a proactive attitude, from addressing an uncomfortable issue with people so as to build synergy, from breaking off with losers that are determined to stay that way. How do you get rid of fear? In Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, the Bible gives us a guideline. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, I want to read what is in that portion of the Bible. Genesis 2 verse 7. "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." God breathed his own life, his own spirit into man, and God's life does not carry fear. God's life does not carry fear. If you believe that you are created of God and you are born of God, the life of God is in you, and the life of God does not carry fear. It's one thing you need to understand and have the appropriate mindset. That's why the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, and I want to read the exact word in that portion, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Hear the word of the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. "Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding what they say, nor the things which they affirm." Again, reading that passage further, I say, "God has not given us the spirit of timidity or fear, but of sound mind." God gave us the spirit of sound mind, not the spirit of fear, not the spirit of timidity, but of sound mind. Sound mind. That's what God has given us. God did not give us the spirit of fear or timidity, but sound mind. Fear came in when Adam sinned. He said, "I was afraid, and I hid myself." You find us in Genesis chapter 3, verse 7 to 10 and 22 to 24. As soon as he sinned, he said he was afraid, and he hid himself. Fear is one of the strongest weapons in the hands of the enemy, the devil, to limit you from reaching your goal. It is time to be delivered from all these fears. Fear of poverty, fear of expansion and growth, fear of prosperity, fear of relationships, fear of marriage and family, fear of new beginnings, fear of meeting new people, fear of embarrassment, fear of failure, fear of success. It is time to move out of your fear zone face the fear and create a new comfort zone. Courage is not the absence of fear, but determination to act in spite of it. How did Joshua overcome? Number one, he believed God and commenced action immediately. He believed God and commenced action immediately. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 10, Joshua commenced action immediately. We read these passages many times, but we cannot trust God and command action. Fear kept Gideon from harvesting and eating his fruit. He engaged in blame game until God said to him, "Go in this thy might." I want to speak to someone today who has been grounded by fear. Go in this thy might. Some of you are kept from advancing by fear. Today, I loose you from that paralyzing fear in the name of Jesus Christ. Fear kept Esther away from performing a duty until Mordecai spoke sense into her. She got up and took the risk by faith. Today, in the name of Jesus, rise up and take that step of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Be delivered from fear. Be delivered from fear. Stand on your ground. Stand on the word of God. Stand on your ground and stand on the word of God. Some fears have generational roots. This may be broken through generational transference. Do you have a problem with fear? Do you know that that came from the lineage of the first Adam, who became afraid and was driven out of the garden. But the second Adam, even our Lord Jesus Christ, delivered us from fear. Today, I encourage you, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive your deliverance. Be delivered from fear. Because the Bible says, do not fear. As a matter of fact, some people have taken it to count these do not fear in the Bible. And they say there are 366 of them. Which means every day God is saying to you, do not fear. Do not be afraid. You can really be delivered from fear. Nothing should terrify a child of God, because we belong to Jesus. We belong to our God. It is my pleasure to ask you to call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and align to him. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. You will receive the Spirit of God, which has no fear attached to it, and you will be delivered. The Bible says, even when you walk in the shadow of the valley of death, you will fear no evil, because God is even with you in that very place. May the Lord bless you as you are delivered from fear in this season. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your word which has come to your people. And I ask, O God, that the entrance of this word will bring mighty deliverance from fear. Even in this season, when men's hearts are failing them, may your people receive the spirit of sound mind that has no fear attached to it. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.